It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1982.
Where were you in February of 1982? And what are things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, employees get commendation on flood work. School employees receive commendations for their help during heavy January rainstorms. The commendations were issued by the La Honda Pescadero United School District and a $20,000 reward for catching crab pot thieves. Fishermen experiencing one of their worst crabbing seasons have offered a $20,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of anyone caught stealing from their crab pots. In one day, 15 boat owners each contributed $500 to the fund. And woman injured when horses hit by car on Highway 1. A Half Moon Bay woman suffered a broken leg. The horse she was riding was killed when the automobile struck the horse. The horse reared and left the shoulder of the road onto oncoming traffic. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I have a huge congratulations to my niece, Kimberly Palmer. She was chosen as the 2024 World Vaulting Winner. She has performed throughout Europe over the years and continues to excel. My sister-in-law, Jill, has been a horsewoman since childhood, so it's right there with Kimmy in her travels. Brother Kevin flies to wherever the big events happen. One big World Equestrian event, also known as WEG, W-E-G, happened in France a few years ago when Cassidy and Kimmy were still doing the horse dancing together. Many of the family attended that huge event, flying our American flags. Congratulations, Kimmy, you're a star. Keep calm and vault on. It's 1982, and new technology continues as buying habits with smaller and cheaper electronic gadgets appearing, including the first CD player. All-time record lows are recorded in dozens of cities throughout the Midwest. A severe recession is beginning in the United States, but not for those robbing an armored car in New York. It's the largest cash robbery in the history as the bandits get ready for this. How much did they take? $9,800,000. In world news, Argentina invades the Falkland Islands, and Argentina and England go to war over the small islands. The British sink an Argentine cruiser, and Argentine missile sinks a British warship. Meanwhile, thousands of Palestinian refugees in West Beirut are murdered by Lebanese militia, and the Israeli forces invade Lebanon, and Israel returns the Sinai to Egypt. Whales are becoming an endangered species, and the International Whaling Commission decides to end commercial whaling. On an average income of $21,000, what is the cost of living like in 1982? A pound of tomatoes is 39 cents. A loaf of white bread, 50 cents. A bag of cheese puffs is 89 cents. A postage stamp is 20 cents. And a gallon of gas, a whopping 91 cents. Popular films include An Officer and a Gentleman, On Golden Pond, E.T., and Chariots of Fire. In popular music, he was born in Milwaukee, raised in Dallas, and to this date has three gold records to his credit. And this is one of them, 19 weeks on the charts. Here's the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra.
Every time
This pop R&B artist hails from Hollywood and enjoys 14 weeks on the charts, climbing to number 3. Here's Charlene and I've Never Been to Me. Next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHNB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.